All right, is it time to change the name? The owner of the Redskins says no, not going to do it. Some people saying they're honoring Native Americans, and other people saying no. The real definition, Frieda, is what?
The dictionary says it's usually offensive, disparaging, insulting, taboo.
I don't know. But they have the Seminoles. They have the Cleveland Indians.
The Chiefs, the Braves.
You have so many. Blackhawks.
But are those, is that derogatory? Are those mask, those names derogatory? I think that's the question.
Well, here's what it is. One part of the dictionary, one portion says that they painted their bodies with red ochre, and that's why they were red. But another one says that the colonial government paid 50 pounds for scalps of males over 12 years of age, 25 pounds for scalps of women over 12, and 20 pounds for scalps of boys and girls under 12. So that was what you got for their scalps, and that's what this says that came up with the name Redskins. So, wow. I don't know.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
Hey, what's happening, man? I'm about to... This is James Evans III. I'm about to pull a T.O. on y'all, man. Y'all can...
What are you talking about, James?
I think he's trying to make a joke.
Yeah. Call me back with the humor. We'll write it down and play it back later. Good morning. Hello.
P.O. Hey, how you doing, Russ?
I'll give you an opportunity to call me.
T.O.
Hey, shut up.
He was trying to be like T.O. when he was crying about Romo.
I know, man. You know, let's work these jokes out ahead of time with me. Give me a call. Tweet me. Text me. Whatever. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is AJ. I'm calling out of D.C. I am part Native American as well. And I have this conversation with folks at my job all the time, considering the Redskins. Mm-hmm. Being born and raised in D.C., I've been a lifelong Cowboys fan, strictly because there's no way that I could walk amongst my family at my family reunions wearing a Redskins cap on my head. Mm-hmm. That would be the same as walking around with the New York NIGGA on my hat.
But you a Cowboy fan? Didn't a lot of Cowboys like?
That's not where the name Cowboys came from. Cowboy just came from being around cowboys. No, I'm just saying it's not derogatory to Indians or Native Americans or anyone else. So don't compare them.
Cowboys,
but didn't Cowboys like you?
That's y'all made that up.
But Native Americans identified themselves.
But guess
as Redskins,
what? I can call you
just like
in.
They called Caucasians pale face.
Is it okay for somebody from another race to call you N word? I don't think so.
I'm just saying what
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, why don't you shut your black ass up?
Somebody.
Good morning.
Shut up, Ben.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I think that's very offensive. They should have changed it for years. It's like calling us the Washington niggas. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and if that name caught on, we could make a ton of
run with it, huh?
Y'all are
W-N's.
Not.
WNs.
Go.
WNs. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please. Your comment, please.
I just got cut off. I called from D.C.
Yeah.
But, the word Redskin, it cannot be taken positively in no way, vital form. It's considered to be the same as calling somebody black skin or yellow skin. You know, it's a derogatory term.
All right, I got you. I didn't cut you off that time, but I hear you.
We had already heard your point.
Right.
You were intentionally
let you go. Yeah. It was over.
We hung up on you, sir.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I think, you know, really we should just keep the name the same, because the reason being, there's enough Native Americans in America and they're in high power. So, you know, if there really was an issue with the name, I think they would have enough power to get the name changed.
So you're kidding me?
They should just be happy on the reservations and casinos,
right? They're in high power.
I'm being serious. I mean, you know, everybody wants to say that there's no Indians in America and stuff. And it's not true. There's a lot of Indians in America.
Give me one of those high-powered Native Americans you're talking about. Name one.
Okay, if you look at hotels, one hotel that I used to work at, the owner of the hotel was an Indian.
Well, there's a lot of
Indians. That's because they're on a reservation.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's
a hospital in India. I mean, he was bringing over his family.
Are you saying in India?
Are you talking
that's
about
the
Native
difference.
American?
We're talking about Native American,
Indian.
Sir.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll let that go. Anyway, good morning. Hello.
You mean nothing like him name.
All right. What?
Wait,
who the hell is that?
So you know what?
That's
our listeners are crazy.